What's going on in the world? Unit 1. Smartphones deserve smart users. Reading. A revolution in communications technology began in 1973 when Motorola introduced the world's first truly portable mobile phone. Since then, the cell phone has spread to almost every corner of the globe, with over 6 billion users. The modern smartphone isn't just a telephone. It is also a computer, a camera, a television, and an essential business tool. Increased sophistication is not the only improvement. The original Motorola weighed about 1,100 grams and went on sale a few years later for almost $4,000. The iPhone 6 weighed 129 grams and cost about $200. The designers of smartphones are very clever people. The users, however, are not always so clever. For example, they often check their mail while doing something else, such as driving, cycling, or crossing busy roads. That is very dangerous and can cause serious accidents. People also lose their phones after leaving them in trains, coffee shops, and other places. When that happens, they lose not only a valuable possession, but also many names, addresses, contact details, photos, and details of bank accounts. Smartphones are a useful tool. However, people can easily become addicted to them. One self-help website has a simple online test consisting of 15 questions, such as, do you find yourself checking your phone many times a day just out of habit, even when you know there is likely nothing new or important to see? On crowded trains in Japan, I am often surrounded by people who appear to be doing exactly that. Various surveys report that the average Japanese female high school student spends more than 6 hours a day using her smartphone. Much of this time is spent on social networking, which can easily become addictive. It is also bad for health in other ways. Excessive smartphone use causes physical problems such as repetitive strain injury, resulting from continuously tapping tiny keys, and poor vision from staring at small screens and letters. A doctor who has treated many patients suffering from such problems advises them to limit their continuous smartphone use to 40 minutes. This is good advice. According to a recent report by the World Health Organization, cell phones may also cause brain cancer. A smart user will take good care of his or her smartphone and not leave it in Starbucks or drop it in the river. In exchange, a good smartphone may soon be able to look after its owner by turning itself off after 40 minutes and refusing to turn back on until its owner has had a long rest. Listening 1. Try to predict the missing words. Then listen and write the words you hear. People often lose their mobile phones, and sometimes in very strange places. A builder lost his one day after building an extra room attached to someone's home. He couldn't figure out where he'd lost it, so he ended up buying a new one. He then got a call from his last customer, who was puzzled by the sound of a phone ringing inside her new wall. He had to break open the wall, take out his phone, and then repair the wall. But he was luckier than the person who carelessly dropped her phone into the mouth of a crocodile while trying to photograph it at a zoo.